Track 10.
7.2. Exercise 3. Speaker 1.
All of us in the office where I work love doing it, probably because we're all desperate to get out of that 9-to-5 routine. It's an expensive sport, but we all joined a dangerous sports club to help keep costs down. The first time I did it, I really was frightened, as the ground seemed so far away. But I said to myself that nothing would happen and I wasn't going to die. I did my first two jumps in Canada and London. Apparently, in Germany, they're doing it without being attached to a rope, but with just a net beneath. That could be pretty scary, couldn't it?
Speaker 2.
About 4 years ago, I was very ill and nearly died. Sometime later, I was involved in a serious car crash. It made me realise how risky everyday life is, and it seemed to cure me of fear, so I said to myself, why not push things to the limit? So I had a go at whitewater rafting in the States, and then moved on to other things. It's been brilliant. I've done all sorts of things, from abseiling down mountains to skydiving. Now, I try to keep giving myself difficult and exciting things to do. Not that I've got anything to prove, it's just a personal thing, really. I'm thinking of doing river sledging next.
Speaker 3.
I took part in a trek to ski across the Arctic last year. It was probably the most dangerous thing I've ever done, but I'd do it again tomorrow. I was conscious all the time that death was very near, and in a strange way that made it seem more fun. I cried in absolute terror sometimes, especially when the ice began to melt and great holes would suddenly appear just in front of me. It was the ultimate challenge for a skier like myself, and I guess I'm not afraid of anything anymore. In fact, I'm looking forward to skiing in the Antarctic next year.
Speaker 4.
I've always enjoyed diving, as it's quite an exciting sport. But last winter, I had the ultimate experience of going shark feeding in the Caribbean. The sharks were about 3 meters in length, and obviously they are quite aggressive and can bite you. But if you put on the right protective clothing and take precautions, it's no more of a risk than driving fast motor cars. I must say, I had more accidents when I went horse riding. I did feel a bit nervous as I went over the side of the boat. After all, I've seen stories about shark attacks on TV like everyone else. But I was never in any real danger.
Speaker 5.
Some of my mates had started doing this free climbing, you know, where you don't use ropes, only your hands and feet. I guess they needed to have a bit of excitement in their lives, didn't they? Me, I think I'd get enough from my job as a motorbike courier in London. Anyway, I went with them one weekend. It was terrifying and I was sure I'd end up lying in a hospital bed, but I felt I had to do it, especially with them looking on. There was no pressure from them, but you know how it is. Anyway, I did my best and I have to say it gave me a real buzz. I can understand why people go in for this type of thing now.